Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's start with a story, shall we? So, this Order of the Fallen Star.
It's been around for quite a while, really.
And a couple hundred years ago, before all these little futile, meaningless, money-grubbing little shits joined Daddy's Boys Club, they had nobler goals. 3 of their best and brightest were given a holy mission to find the most coveted, the most powerful, the most... You know what? It was the Black Stone.
The Black Stone?
Yes. You've seen it. Well, not it. But you saw a painting of it in Larson's little house, didn't you?
How do
you... Nope! Cut the house. Look, kids, for expediency's sake, let's just assume I know it all. But don't call me a know-it-all.
The Order was...
beneath Larson's mansion, yes. And those 3 statues you found, those 3 soldiers...
The ones in the Dreamlands.
Anti-Erwin and Nietzsche. Those stooges. They were the ones sent to retrieve the stone, only they got a little distracted on the way. One of them fell into the power-hungry mindset that seems oh so prevalent with these Order boys, and tried to bring about Shub-Niggurath. My... well, she's... cousin, maybe? On Dad's side, for sure. Anywho, they failed. And Antoine...
you remember him, right?
Lighthouse boy! Not the lighthouse guy, but the one who lived under it, and... you know what? It doesn't matter. Suffice to say, they didn't find the stone.
Antoine? That was who Amanda Cummings was...
he was who Anastasia was.
Every time you pronounce that name... Yes, right. The big picture is that these boys, these... 3 soldiers. Well, they didn't find the stone. See? And well, that's a problem. For me.
For you?
What do you want with the stone?
Why? Doesn't matter. Not now. Not yet.
Can't you just get it?
You can do
anything? Almost. But see, this stone, this stupid fucking stone, it's just out of my eyeline. can't get it. Something about it just can't be seen. It just makes me so mad.
If the soldiers were sent to find it, clearly someone within the Order knows where it was.
Knew, yes. Look, just for the sake of ease, I can't see it, okay? I don't have that... something. I just can't. Okay?
Okay, okay.
But surely someone can.
Yes, there are plenty of things that can... The Vanguard is...
The Vanguard! Oh, God, your little tooth?
Oh, Arthur... Such a powerful being, so underutilized.
Give it a mouth, will you? Let it join in on the conversation for once.
What?
No, not that. Thing. No. Some people can see my Blackstone when they touch that little gray rock back there. But only some.
Like who?
Well, some little shit-kicker kid did. And then he found out where it was. And then I had my own plans, and I did find out eventually, but... If I had been such a... I was there. I was there. I was there.
You?
You know what I mean.
What? Hold on. What?
Not me. Me. But me. You know?
What? What are you? Larson called you Nyarlathotep. You said, who cares?
Exactly! Exactly, Arthur. You get it. It's not about the names we're given. It's about the names we choose.
But are you him?
Are you he?
Are you?
Oh, all right. Look. Here, Artie. Imagine this piano is everything that exists. Everything that will, has, and has yet to. Now see this key here? Middle C? That's you. That's your lovely little planet on its entire timeline from start to finish. Empty rock to empty rock with a few billion monkeys in between. And all these other notes are just copies of that. Slightly different, but basically the same. Different realities, different universes. Follow?
I guess, yes.
Come here.
Let's see what's under the hood.
See all these strings and hammers? Everything inside here, what you can't see when the lid is closed, well, that's where I exist. As well as a number of other cretins who like to call themselves gods. In here, we can pluck the strings, hammer a tune, and walk along these titan little metal coils to enact our will in various ways, but never more than one key at a time. See, we are limited in here, Artie. We, as gods, have pieces of us on each and every one of these keys. But our souls, if you want to call it that, are trapped under the lid. Now, don't get me wrong. We can strike those hammers and make a hell of a mess. But you can't play much of a tune one note at a time, can you? Kenya!
No.
Exactly. Or that's what I thought. See, Shab Negra, that rascal that those soldier boys fell into a few hundred years back, that insanely devout little follower named Antoine waited a whole 666 years to drag her out from under the lid, kicking and screaming, and land her squarely on the bench. Giving her all the keys she could ever hope for.
What?
Amazing, right? Well, not really. Anything is possible if you put your mind to it. The really amazing part was how he fucked it up. See, once you're out of the lid, you're on your own, bucko. No more safety net. No more hammering the strings. You are out there and boy, didn't she last all of 5 minutes before... Gone from existence.
Gone? Shub-Niggurath...
Gonzo! Thanks to your pal Henry. In fact, I guess a few names you might know. Frank Underhill? He was in the mix as well.
Wait, Henry McFarland? And...
Frank Underhill was in the Dreamlands.
Putting the pieces together, I see. Look, these boys set off a chain of events that changed the very fabric of our universe. You following? No? Look, the Coles notes here are Henry, Frank, some other guy. They stopped Antoine from bringing Shubby into this world maybe 10 years ago. Shub entered Henry's body, landing her squarely and firmly on this plane, and with a little time fuckery, he deleted her from existence.
But we saw a depiction of her on the wall of the house that...
Well, see, when something that powerful gets deleted, it doesn't go out with a whimper. Every other key that she had ever existed on instantly forgot about her. As if they were never even struck. And the world she was brought into only had the remnants of her stain. Sounding familiar, Johnny?
No. Why? Why would it?
Because the same thing happened to you, silly goose! Only just a little piece of you made it out of the lid and got you trapped in your very own Oxford's Dictionary of Blasphemy! Every single key has a little John and a little Arthur, all slightly different, all having made slightly different choices along the way.
I thought you said I was unique.
Oh! You have no idea. Not yet.
And I?
Well...
Right. Okay, but each key then has a different you as well.
Yes. Yes! Now you're getting it! Each key, each dimension, each world, with its own entire timeline and series of events distilled from the choices you've made. The successes, the failures, all of them exist with their own little version of me. Until I killed them.
What?
See, when I touched the Grey Stone, I didn't ask for what other like-minded versions of myself might have wanted. I asked how to move between these universes. Unimpeded! I wasn't pulled out to be stuck in some mortal flesh or against my will. I slipped out of that prison. And now I am able to play all the keys. See, watching Shub blink out of existence gave me a new perspective. A new understanding. A new reality! A ripple effect caused by a series of strange, unfortunate choices. It made me special. In a way, I'm like you, Artie. An anomaly.
You're the Nyarlathotep from this reality.
Well, I mean, I suppose. But, to put it another way, I killed him. And all that remains is...
Cain.
Simply.
But what does all that have to do with me?
Well, I told you. You're special. At first, I thought it was just me. But really, I think this world has some serious power after Shub blinked out of existence.
But what? I don't understand.
I told you already.
Yes, I get that there are other worlds, other dimensions, but me and...
Do you, though? Do you truly understand? Look. Titan here!
Where are we?
It's pitch black.
Wait. Listen, Artie.
So, turn me off the building now, I suppose.
Yep. Unless your partner's here somewhere.
The maintenance man. From your apartment.
Yes. Is that... But wait. Listen.
Pretty quiet.
I love this part.
I
Hold on.
Your line of work needs a lot of quiet.
Is that... I didn't do that.
Well, in this world you did. I love this one. It's really fun. You end up losing your arm up to the elbow and you kill so many people.
What?
Who's... I call this one Dark this... Arthur. Or Darkther.
Wait, who's... Is this... What am I...
Oh, yeah. That would be Parker's body you're up against. Say hi, Parker. Hi, Arthur. Time to go.
We're in a dimly lit room. The wall is covered in slats of wood running horizontally, and the ceiling is on an angle that touches the floor. similar to Marie's attic, but much, much smaller. Everything is covered in dust.
Yes, yes. Look, no matter what I seem to throw at you, you come out the other side better for it. The other Arthurs, well, they're just not you. It's like the Blackstone itself. I can't see you in the same way. Something about you is just different.
A symbol.
But I don't know what.
Where are we?
What?
Oh, you don't recognize it. Oh, shh, shh, shh. Just keep breathing. The wall.
There's a small hole in the wall to our right.
Yes, yes, but shh, 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 shh.
Cain wants us to look through it, maybe.
Just breathe, Arthur.
Okay.
And keep those ears open.
It's coming from the wall. A hole.
What? That's you.
What?
Where are...
Addison! You weren't here, sadly.
That was me, but...
Are you getting it yet?
What else have you changed?
Changed? No, no, you're missing the big picture, Artie!
Arthur, we're standing in a small room. It's dark. A single window lets moonlight pour in. A small crib sits beneath the window.
What? Where?
Shh! Don't wake the baby.
Who?
What? Is this...
Oh, God, no! No, 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 no. Arthur, Arthur. You're missing the scope of what I'm saying. This is you.
What?
Don't you recognize yourself? Go, look. Well, not look, but...
Arthur.
How?
What did we say about words like how?
You're so... tiny.
Arthur, were you a preemie?
Why here?
Kids, Arthur, they are the most important thing. Hell, even I have a daughter. And you know what? She would love you. No word of a lie.
In this... Here. Do my parents still...
No. No, 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 no. Not in this one. But oh. Oh. Are you starting to get it now?
Yes, I think I...
We're in a hallway. A carpeted hallway. There's a door to our right. With... Well, sounds like running water beyond.
That's enough, Johnny. He knows where we are.
My home.
Now, stay right here. Seriously. Hey, kiddo! Just gonna turn this off. Okay. Play safe! Kids, she's very cute, Arthur.
Was that?
Let's go downstairs and talk, shall we? Ah, the piano room. Where I would say you did some of your best work, Arthur. Sit, please, please, I insist. Why didn't you ever finish For Rose Goodbye? I like that one. Do you remember it?
No, not entirely. I
try to. So, boys, I think I've made everything abundantly clear.
All except what you actually want us to fucking do.
Right, right. Oh, boy, in my old age. Well, I want you, Arthur, to get the Blackstone for me.
How am I supposed to do that?
Great question. Again, wow. I don't know. Remember? Did I say stop?
We can't get something if we don't know where it is.
Or when. Well, I do know when. And where. But not really how. Or where in specific. Just, look, I know the when and where. I managed to squeeze that out of my previous self, so I can get you there. You just need to get it.
I...
Oh, that's it. There it is. You do remember. Play that, will ya? Play it! Ah, yes. I love this one. So we're gonna use the carrot and the stick here. Sound good, boys? When you get me the Blackstone, both of you, your own bodies again. There are even worlds where you did it already. Imagine that. It doesn't go well after, but...
What are you...
Arthur back in his, and you and your own, and... You two can still try to stay friends. Plus, Artie... Listen to that. No running water. You can have her back, Arthur. Imagine that. That... must just warm your heart.
It's not real. None of this is...
Oh, it's real! And now for the stick. If you don't play along, I will torture every version of your daughter in front of you until the last light of the dying sun. Did I say stop? I will perform such atrocities on Daniel, Charlie, every single person you know, over and over again. And that is not even to say what I will physically do to you. I can kill you in so many ways. You have no idea. And John, oh boy. Listen, Goldie, I'll do worse to you than him just because I can. That's the stick.
It's quite the stick.
You can't even fathom. Look, boys, this is easy. Easy, 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 easy. I mean, I assume. Now, you two, fighting over and over again. Look, I'm not a monster. I just want the stone. So, before I send you on your merry way, John Boy, let's chat.
About what?
Oh, can't you feel it? The tension? Arthur's so upset about our little side deal. You choosing to keep it from him.
I had no choice.
Sure. Anyway, I want everything to be smooth as ice. So, I'll make you a little offer. Call it DC Alcoda. That's a joke for Arthur and I, John. How would you like me to wipe Arthur's memory?
What?
Not entirely, mind you. Just the little revelation we spoke about back in New York.
What?
I could wipe it from his mind, so he wouldn't remember that you lied to him.
John, do not.
It's a one-time offer, John. A way to start fresh. A little boost to make you two play nice. And then you can get my stone. What do you say?
Arjun, listen to me.
I don't want to.
Don't you do this.
Do it.
No. No!
Do it, Kane.
How could you?
Ah! Once a monster. Hey, Artie.
Do it.
Nah.
What? You...
You know, when Arthur wrote down to forget about Oscar, oh, and the choices he could have made, oh, I think it's time to reevaluate, Arthur.
You.
Oh. All right, boys, it's been a blast. This way. Watch your step, please. Well, here we are. I think it's 700 years ago, maybe, somewhere around there. And look, you boys get to go to England after all!
England?
That's right. Welcome to 13th century England! I know, right? Who would have thought? But this is where the soldiers left off, so...
Hold on. We have no money or... What?
Look, what? Arthur! I can't worry about the details, okay? Call me when you find my stone.
How?
And Arthur! Good luck.
No!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.